Lee Bevington Media, voiceovers and on-air talent for radio, television and podcasts. Visit leebevington.com.au.
Radio. The transmission and reception of electromagnetic waves on radio frequency,
especially those carrying sound messages,
or the activity or industry of broadcasting sound programs to the public.
Fanboy.
A male fan,
especially one who behaves in an obsessive or overexcited way.
This is the Radio Fanboy Podcast, and here's your host, Bevo.
Today's guest is a new addition to the hit 101.9 lineup on the Fraser Coast. Please welcome Tammy Sloan. G'day, Tammy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm going all right. Brand new gig, Fraser Coast. You've kind of done the circle and gone around the traps, and you've made it back to your old stomping ground on the Fraser Coast. How does it feel?
That's right. I'm home. It's so nice to be home, back where I want to be, back with my love.
You did your first shift today. We're recording this on the day that you've actually started the new shift. How did you feel you went?
You know what? It was good. There's been a lot of changes with the hit lineup and the music format as well. So I was a little bit nervous about things, you know, things that are always new are always a bit nerve-wracking. But it was so good to get back in the chair and just get comfortable with things. And now that we've changed the music format, it's a little bit more towards my demographic. So it was pretty cool to be back.
All right. Sounds exciting. So, Tammy, where did it all start for you?
Look, I started probably going on 10 years ago now in community radio here at Fraser Coast FM.
Oh, you're one of those guys. Okay.
I am one of those guys. So I was completely green, had no idea. And to be honest, I don't even know what it was that made me get started. I just had this idea one day and went, you know what, I want to give this a crack. So I got onto the guys and went in there with absolutely no clue. And they trained me up, and then I started driving the promotions vehicle for back when it used to be, gosh, so many years ago, Mix FM here on the Fraser Coast, which is now Triple M.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then moved from cruiser vehicle driver into the promotions manager role. And then I just wouldn't leave them alone to give me an on-air spot. And I nagged and I nagged. And eventually I think they got sick of me nagging and went, all right, you can have the 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. time slot when no one listens anyway. It's all yours.
So back then, who would have been Scott Gilmore, the man that you were begging to do?
Yes, Scott Gilmore. He mentored me, took me under his wing, and I owe a lot to Scotty. He was a great, not just content director, but a good friend to me as well. He brought me out of my shell a lot. I was such an introverted personality, and I still am to a certain extent, but he really showed me how to, you know, come out of myself a little. And he actually inspired my latest tattoo, which I have on my wrist that I got in Las Vegas last year.
Oh, you have to tell us about that.
So it says Kaizen, which is a Japanese word meaning continual improvement. And so I went to him one day and I just said, I'm not where I need to be. And how do I get better and how do I further myself here? Because radio was all I could see myself ever doing once I started. And he worked with me and he said, I can't remember what brand of car it was, but apparently years ago there was a car ad and the word Kaizen stuck with him. And so he then passed that on to me and it's stuck with me ever since.
Scott's been at the radio station for quite some time. He only retired a couple of years ago. Do you know how long he clocked up there at 4MB / Mix FM / what now, Triple M?
Triple M. Yeah. No, I actually don't know. But I tell you what, his retirement come as an absolute shock because he always said he was going to retire and we thought he'd be carried out of that place in a box, to be honest. He kept saying it and I kept saying to him, Scotty, will you hurry up and retire because I want your seat, you know, move along. Joked about putting arsenic in his coffee every day, but he would never retire. And then one day he come to me and he said, I'm retiring. I thought, no way, but he did. And he dropped back into the studios not long ago, actually. I caught up with him and he's happy and he's doing his thing and it's great to see that he's, you know, moved on and he's doing great things, but we certainly do miss him around the traps.
Where is he now? Is he in Brisbane?
He is in North Brisbane. I think he's living in the Redcliffe area there somewhere. Yeah.
And a career change?
I think he's what they call retired now.
Oh, he did actually retire.
I think he did actually retire, although they say, you know, when you retire, you're busier than ever. So he's got lots of you know, passions, I think he calls them. But, yeah, no, he's completely out of radio and he's just living the dream.
You stayed at Mix FM for a while. You're doing the on-air thing. You did the promotions as well. Where else did you end up doing some radio as well?
Yeah, so I moved to Bundaberg and took up a position with Grant Broadcasting. And from there I was at Hits 939 doing the promotions vehicle and also mornings 9 to 12 and filling in for Brekkie occasionally. And I was also at Zinc 96.1 on the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And then I left my family here on the Fraser Coast and I moved to Bundaberg with two of my three children. And I was driving back and forth all the time and my hubby got a little sick of it and I was just getting worn out because I also owned a spray tanning and beauty salon here in Hervey Bay. So it got a bit much and in the end I had to resign and I got out of radio completely, which absolutely knocked me for a six.
What's the difference in markets, do you think, between the Fraser Coast and Bundaberg?
Look, I'm probably a little bit biased because the Fraser Coast is where I was born and raised. But to me, the Fraser Coast is a lot smaller, a lot friendlier, a lot more close-knit. Bundaberg is a great community and I've got a soft spot for Bundaberg, but I think the Fraser Coast is a much better place to be in terms of community. It's a real sense of community.
When you were in Bundy, you said you got to do a bit of breakfast. So who were you doing breakfast with at the time, or were you doing it solo and both of them went away?
Yeah, so I did a show, a couple of shows with Trace and then a couple of shows with Maddie, just filling in for sick days, and then I'd fill in over the six-week Christmas period on my own when they'd take some holidays.
And were you doing promotions as well, or were you just doing the car, the promotional thing?
I was just driving the promo vehicle and then doing my show.
So when you said you were doing Zinc 96, was that from Bundaberg, was it?
It was. It was from the Bundaberg studios there, yeah.
Oh, cool. So how was that? Was that like voice tracked? Is that how you did it?
Yeah. And working with Bilko, who I believe has just started in a breakfast role down that way now, Steve Billiken, he was also a great role model for me in the industry. He was fantastic.
So what was the time slot you're doing on Zinc?
It was 9 to 12 as well.
And who asked you to do that? What was it, like a dual role type thing that they expected a lot of the announcers to do live on one station and then pre-record or voice track another market?
Yeah. So I was doing both stations at the same time, which was really tricky to be live on Hits 939 and then putting a song on and then quickly jumping over and doing some voice track breaks on Zinc 96. But, you know, I loved it. Two totally different markets, two totally different genres of music. It was a really great experience and great learning as well, you know, and to see more about how radio worked in the background and everything. It was fantastic. I loved every bit of it.
Did you get to go to the market at all, or was it all Bundaberg and, you know, you just had to imagine what it was like and learn the pronunciations of the local towns and so forth?
Yeah, no, so I did it all from Bundaberg. I didn't get to travel down that way, unfortunately. I had lots of contact with Bilko, who was my content director then, and lots of me ringing the stations or ringing local businesses saying, I just need to know how to pronounce this word, you know, ringing a bakery and listening to them say the name and then I just hang up quickly and, yep, right, I'm good to go.
There's some very interesting names around the Gympie area, that's for sure, and, yeah, you definitely got to get that pronunciation right.
Yeah, that's right. But, no, look, everyone was so lovely, and especially the Zinc crew. When I'd ring and say, look, you know, I just need to know how to do this, I need to know how to say this, I don't think since I started in radio that I really come up against anyone who's been unwilling to help or to mentor. Or I've been really, really lucky, I guess, since I started, that everybody that I've turned to for help has been willing to give me that feedback and willing to help me along the way.
What are some of the key lessons that you sort of hold close to your chest still today that you've learned across the time? Just a couple of examples, perhaps.
I think probably one of the biggest things is to remember that I'm still me. And so I've watched the radio industry change, even in the short amount of time that I've been in it. And we've gone from those days of, you know, having our radio phone voice to just being who we are and remembering that we're just doing a job. It's just like any other job in any other industry. You've still got to front up, do your job, work hard and go home. And if you don't prepare, then you're not going to do well in your job. And preparation is definitely the key.
So your new role sees you back on the Fraser Coast. How did you get back into doing that? Tell me the steps.
Yeah. So after I left Rants in Bundaberg and I moved home to Fraser Coast, got completely out of the industry, I thought that was it for me. But once you're out of the industry, you don't get back in. So I took up a 2IC role at the local PCYC here, and I was doing events and things like that. And the local general manager, Neil, he is a fantastic, fantastic manager, rung me and said, hey, are you interested in coming back just as a casual announcer and just doing sickies and holidays? And of course, I went, absolutely. Didn't really think at the time about how I was going to make it work around my other full-time role. But I was just so excited to get that call. And when Neil called me, I just said yes without even thinking about it. So that meant juggling lots of, you know, sick days from one role or taking annual leave so I could go and do some radio stuff. And my boss, luckily, at the PCYC was extremely supportive as well. So that was great. And then so just doing casual bits here and there, and then the promotions manager here that took over from me, she handed in her resignation. So then Neil again rung me and said, hey, this job's coming up. What do you think? Which I still had to go through the application process like everybody else. It was still an advertised position. But thankfully, I managed to slip into my old role as promo manager. And then it just kind of went from there again. I just kept nagging and they went, you know what, this could work. We need a local announcer back on the Fraser Coast. So
wowee, that must feel good. You're home, you've got your family with you, you're working with your old friends and colleagues, and look at you, mornings.
Yes, it's back, it's exactly where I want to be. And, you know, it's funny, a lot of radio announcers aspire to have that breakfast role or that drive role. And for years I did, I wanted a breakfast role, that's where I wanted to be. But the more I think about it, and probably to be honest, the older I get, I start thinking, no, breakfast not so much for me. 9 to 12, it's perfect.
Yeah, there has been a lot of changes, like you said at the beginning of the interview, in radio, especially on the Hit Network. Recently, I believe the local breakfast shows were made redundant. Yeah. So there's now a state breakfast show coming out of Townsville for Queensland and other cities in each different state. So your role is basically the live and local, the new live and local on your station, isn't it? So you get to do a lot of outside broadcasts and that sort of things to help out with clients that want to promote local things.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really, really good for my sponsor, who is MBO Office Equipment. They've been a sponsor of the morning time slot for so long, and to not have a local announcer in that role, at least now I feel like I can give them some bang for their buck, you know, and I can be out there and be a face for local. And I'm very, very lucky that I'm also well known in the community through my charity work and Relay for Life and other things that I've done. So people can already relate my face to my name and from the previous announcing roles I've had in the area as well. So it's been really, really good to be able to have people message me or write on my Facebook wall and say, I was listening to you today. It sounded fantastic. So it's been really lovely.
A few years ago, you had quite a big weight loss. What was your secret to the weight loss?
Yeah, so not really much of a secret. I'll shout it from the rooftops. I had gastric bypass surgery. Gosh, I must be going on about 12 years ago now.
Wow.
Lost about 70 kilos.
Holy moly.
And best thing I've ever done. I'm not going to lie. I've put on probably 6 or 7 of those through COVID and everything else because I discovered I loved food so much again. But look, I'm working hard to get those off again. But it was absolutely life-changing for me.
So you're back home. You're on your favourite radio station with all your friends, family and everything else going on. Life must be pretty good for you right now, Tammy Sloan.
It absolutely is. You know what? It's so cliche to say that I'm living the dream, but I think I've been through a really rough patch in the last probably 3 or 4 months, just working myself to the absolute bone between my business and my home and a few other bits and pieces. And, you know, it's human nature for us to go and go and go and not realise when we're burning out and doing too much, because all we think about is getting to where we need to be. And so I didn't realise how hard I was working and how much I was burning out until I had to stop over the Christmas New Year period and actually went through quite a period of breakdown and mental anguish. And I really, wasn't sure what was happening with me, and I struggled a lot quite privately because I don't share too much stuff on Facebook that's quite negative. But being where I am now and having taken a short break, and I just – everything seems to be on the up and up for me, and I'm very, very grateful. And I don't like using the word blessed, but I do feel like I am quite blessed at the moment to be where I am, for sure.
Oh, you certainly are. And of course, that feeling's mutual, I know, amongst the your colleagues there at Southern Cross Austereo in Mirrabarra. So well done. Before you go, you got to tell me about the poker. What's your love of playing poker? You always pop up on Facebook doing some poker championship somewhere.
Yeah, so it started, my husband's been playing poker for a lot of years, and I think I must have nagged too much about him always going to poker. So one night he decided to take me out on a surprise date night and took me to a poker game. Now, this more at that point, I realized that there was just so he could go to poker again without being in trouble. So he dragged me along with him. But I absolutely fell in love with the local poker association here, NPL, and the people there and the game. And so I've been playing probably about 2 years now, and I've been very lucky. I've been to Las Vegas and played in the World Series of Poker, and not long ago at the Australian Poker Tour in Eaton's Hill, which was a very profitable week, which was great. And I've got another one coming up at Southport on the Gold Coast in March. So it's been really fun.
No tattoos relating to poker on you, is there?
Not yet, but I am working on one.
And my final question, have you played strip poker?
Oh, look, I would love to disclose that information, but I think we'll keep that one under wraps.
Tammy, thank you so much for joining us on the Radio Fanboy Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Like the Radio Fanboy Podcast? Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or visit leebevington.com.au. Lee Bevington Media, voiceovers and on-air talent for radio, television and podcasts.